It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Jones has just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And I want to welcome a first-time guest to the show, although he is not a stranger to the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. He's appeared on there with the Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, talking little film. He does some fantastic film breakdowns on his YouTube channel. Alex Rollins, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to talk a little Garrett Wilson today because you have a video that you put up before the draft that I thought is really worth discussing now. You've got a couple of Jets-related videos, so we're going to try and have you back a couple of times, but today we're going to talk about Garrett Wilson. Alex, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back. I'm excited to talk ball. The Jets are a fascinating team for a variety of reasons, so I'm ready to chop it up, man. Let's do it.
So the first thing I wanted to bring up is I love the fact that in your video at the end, you say, who's better, Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson? Because your video is focused on both Ohio State wide receivers. Chris Olave, who of course ended up going 11th to the Saints, and Garrett Wilson, who went 10th to the Jets. And you said, who's better? It's tough to say. And then you stopped and said, just kidding, Garrett Wilson all day, every day. So before we get into his strengths, his weaknesses, everything you saw in film, tell me why you thought Garrett Wilson was the clear choice above Chris Olave.
Yeah, I think when you look at Wilson and really study him and dive deep into his tape, it's the amount of different things he can do. And while still having that ceiling, I think sometimes it's kind of one or the other. And you see a guy who is able to move around a lot, but not necessarily dominate at all those positions or necessarily just be in good positions to be a star in the way that Wilson was. So when I was watching Wilson, I think it really came down to that ability to dominate from the X position, dominate from the Z position. He played in the slot a lot, but you would think that Olave was the kind of player who would be the one moving around a lot. And Wilson was that guy and able to just really be explosive on film at all times. I know Olave had the stats, and he was, in terms of where he was in the Ohio State wide receiver pantheon, I believe he set the record for touchdowns there. Wilson, from just a tape perspective, was the better player. I think he, as I said, he was able to move around a lot. He was much more explosive running routes. Looking at his highlight reel catches, some of his ability to go up and get the ball, even as a smaller receiver, just 6'1", 180, there was a lot of different aspects of his game that were really impressive. And from a variety of ways, I had him clearly above Olave. In even Olave is quote unquote the route runner, and he is known as the smooth route runner, and he is very much so. But there's an explosive aspect to Wilson being able to get in and out of his cuts, every phase of the route. He is exploding out of the ball. He can catch the ball underneath. He can go over the middle. He can catch the ball deep. I just saw more of a ceiling with Wilson, and that's really where I got excited about him.
And Alex, you're somebody that knows the scheme very, very well, and we're going to delve into that in future shows with you. And that's why you would know that specifically Garrett Wilson would fit better in this scheme than Olave, right? Because Olave doesn't offer much after the catch. He doesn't break tackles. Garrett Wilson can make things happen with the ball in his hands, and he has a penchant for breaking tackles.
Exactly. He had 19 missed tackles. I believe Olave just had 2. And even to your point as well, Wilson does a lot in the run game, and that really stood out to me. Olave basically they'd have Olave away from the ball and away from the run, and he would kind of just run his corner off the ball. And so the corner would be in man coverage or even in zone, mostly man, I suppose, and Olave would just run deep just to make sure that corner wasn't making a play on the ball. Wilson is in the trenches, and he's hitting dudes. He is a little bit small. He's not a big, thick, rocked-up dude like we're looking at. We're thinking of Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods, those guys in the Rams scheme who can really, really get in there and pound guys and really be aggressive. I did see some of that with Wilson. I think he's able to not only impact the passing game, but when we look at a scheme like the Rams where they're motioning Woods or Kupp inside and almost using them as another tight end, really, Wilson is more in that mold than the type of receiver who's going to be split out and not really doing anything in the run game. And balancing the pass and run is so critical in this Jets system where they want everything to look the same, right? We want the run to look a certain way, and then when we run play action, we want it to look the exact same. And Wilson's really going to be able to help in that regard.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Alex, one thing you mentioned before was versatility when it comes to Garrett Wilson, that he can be lined up pretty much anywhere. And I think that's something that you see with Elijah Moore as well. And that's why when Robert Saleh and Mike LaFleur get asked about who's going to be the slot receiver and they say to be determined, I think the real answer is there's not going to be any one specific slot receiver. It's going to be a combination of a variety of different guys. You'll see Braxton Berrios get in there a little bit, but it's mostly going to be a mixture of Garrett Wilson. You'll see some of Elijah Moore. They'll mix and match, and I think that's how they're going to play this. Do you think that's part of the reason why also Garrett Wilson is a better fit for this offense and maybe just a more complete receiver?
Yeah, Scott, I'm really glad you brought that up. One of the staple concepts in the Jets system is these play action sail concepts, and they're prevalent over the entire league, but the Jets coming from the 49ers, very play action dominant scheme, right? So a sail concept is basically a three level stretch. So you're going to try and flood one side of the field with three different receivers and stretch out that side of the defense. So I think what's really important to your point about using Moore in the slot or using Wilson or mixing these guys, mixing and matching, if you have one of these plus, or if you have Moore and Wilson being able to run off the coverage and you be that vertical threat, but then also for them both to be able to run intermediate or run underneath where they can mix and match and attack defenses from pretty much anywhere on the field, where sometimes, for example, let's say a classic burner type who isn't gonna, or no, more so a classic type of receiver who's just going to run vertical and just run coverage off and not necessarily run the best routes where he's attacking the intermediate underneath. Defenses can say, okay, we know that we don't have to necessarily account for everything on this play. We know 80% of the time, 90% of the time, this receiver over here is running vertical, and then we're going to have these two other receivers running underneath. When you have Wilson, who can be that vertical threat, can be that intermediate threat or the underneath threat, that makes it much trickier for a defense where you can't necessarily game plan for these type of things, or the Jets don't develop tendencies to a point where defenses can say, okay, we have a pretty clear idea of what's going on here, and it's not going to be super challenging to stop. So I think it's really important that the Jets have this type of versatility with these receivers, and why Wilson was so important and obviously so high up their board, where they said, okay, this guy's a little bit different. And one more point that I want to make about that is, as you said, he has that positional versatility. Wilson can be an X receiver, which that means there's always seven players on the ball. And so that's the 5-0 lineman and then two receivers or one tight end, another receiver, etc. One of those players is the X receiver, which is one of the positions for receiver. And Wilson is able to do that. And why that's important and why that's impressive, that player is going to receive a lot of press coverage because he's on the ball. He can't get off the ball and motion around. He knows, and the defense know exactly where he's going to be at the beginning of the play, where they can jam him because he can't go anywhere. He can't motion underneath. He can't motion across. Wilson showed that he was able to beat press coverage in college. And an old scout told me once that receivers in college pull up as much press coverage film as you can find because there's not a lot of it in college, and If there's not a lot of it, then it's easier for some of these other guys to be able to kind of slip through the cracks. And then when they get to the NFL, they get jammed in the line and they have no idea what the hell to do. Wilson was able to, Wilson received that press coverage because he played X at Ohio State, and he was able to dominate press coverage. So that's why I was especially excited about him.
Alex, bringing up the press coverage aspect of Wilson's game is important here, because I think that it's a big part of why the Jets were sold on him in that spot. That's why he was their number one wide receiver in this draft. In fact, if you go back and look at the wide receivers that they tried to get, specifically Tyreek Hill, they were looking for guys that can beat press coverage, which is the primary mode of defense in the secondary in the AFC East. And so Garrett Wilson's ability to do that separates him from the pack. And I think certainly, and as your video shows, absolutely separated him from his teammate Olave, right?
For sure. For sure. And as you said as well, it opens up the rest of the receivers. If Wilson is commanding that press coverage outside, that means that Corey Davis or Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios, these guys don't have to be on the line. And they're able to motion around, as the Jets love to do, and that frees them up even more. So Wilson not only can command that press coverage, but then also go and beat it. So he's still a viable option in the offense, even if he's getting that press coverage, which AFC East, it's going to be a ton of man coverage. He's able to win one-on-ones very easily. And this system loves to get versatile players. They want a guy who can play all the different positions, take a handoff here and there. And Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson are these type of players where you can move them all around. The Jets want versatility, and that's very important to them. And I think Wilson really is the player that unlocks that type of scheme.
Alex, before you said that Chris Olave is a very smooth route runner, and I think that's a fair categorization. Although, as we said, he's not a guy that's going to be able to break tackles or get a lot done after the catch. But as far as just crisp route running, he's very good at that. That said, though, I think you could make the case that even if you give Olave the edge in route running now, you can see enough on Garrett Wilson's tape to think that with the right coaching and development, he could become a better route runner than Olave in the long run, right?
For sure, for sure. The main criticism I had with Wilson was just consistency. And sometimes you see him not getting to the right spot, not being open when the quarterback needs him to. Sometimes he would stumble a little bit. So in that regard, I'm not as worried, because he is obviously such a young player. He's a rookie. Those kind of things, I think consistency, sometimes it was a matter of focus too, or a lack of focus. I think those types of things are areas where you can improve. Whereas if we're looking at things that are more physical, not to say that this about Olave in any way, but if there are physical limitations, you can't necessarily coach that, because they just don't exist, or they're not there to be improved because the guy just can't do it. So Wilson, he is able to just explode. I mean, unbelievable. Like this guy, I said, wow, so many times watching film, because I was shocked, and I was coming in ready to see Olave just create all this separation. And Wilson was the guy doing that. So I think that Wilson does have the ceiling. He already has, you could argue he has a lower floor, just because of A, he doesn't necessarily have the statistical production that Olave did, and that there is some of those consistency issues. If they continue to pop up, then we could see him potentially lose confidence, or the quarterbacks or the coaching staff lose confidence in him as well. But in terms of the ceiling and in terms of his route running, I mean, he is that guy. And I think I love that Corey Davis is there and can teach him how to truly be a number one receiver. And I'm a big fan of Wilson. I really like him, as you could probably tell.
Alex, in terms of consistency, which you brought up before, the biggest forms of inconsistency that you see on his tape, probably footwork and balance, right? Because there's a fair amount of times where he'll fall down. And as you said, it might be a matter of concentration. That's why he has some concentration drops too. Do you see those things as being fairly easy to fix at the next level?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of repetition. I think now that these players, these rookies coming in, are full-time athletes and not just playing in college, I think it's a matter of repetition. I think it's so critical in the NFL to just be able to go out there and play. And these playbooks are so intense. There's so much information that can even lead to players having inconsistency. Somebody thinking a little bit too much out there and not being able to get to the right spot or not taking the right type of release. And it's possible that's what's happening to Wilson when we saw those pop up on tape last year. So I think it's a matter of how hard he's willing to work, how good the Jets coaching staff is in terms of the receivers coach. And consistency, in my opinion, is a matter of repetition. And if he can practice it and practice and practice it and dominate the playbook to where he's not necessarily thinking about what he has to do here or what sort of route adjustment he has to make on this type of play, I think that's where we start to see him become more consistent, where he's not going to get to a place where he's not in the right spot or he's stumbling or these kind of things are happening. So I think it's something that can be fixed. I think it will fall on the Jets coaching staff to really dive deep and try and figure out exactly what was happening to him and really communicate with him to figure out where he was kind of struggling, bring up those plays, talk about them, and figure out just kind of his mental processing and what he was thinking during the play. And maybe he's being overloaded with information, or his mental state isn't exactly where it needs to be to where he can execute at a high level.
Alex, in terms of Wilson versus Olave, I wanted to dig in on Zach Wilson specifically here, because you made a separate video about Zach Wilson that we're going to talk about in a different show. But this is an area where it's very important to pick the right receiver for the quarterback. We've talked about this many times. It's not just system fit, but it's how does that guy fit with the player that you have at the quarterback position, especially when you're talking about a guy like Wilson who had a bumpy rookie year and you really need to accelerate that development. Tell me why Garrett Wilson is a much better fit for Zach Wilson's skill set than Chris Olave.
Yeah, I mean, I sound like a broken record, I know, but it's the versatility. I think one thing I've really noticed studying a lot of film especially this last year, is a lot of teams are trying to create concepts where basically they split out one receiver to the left or to the right, just isolate him, and then put three receivers to the other side. And so basically what they're doing is they're asking the quarterback to read that before the play even starts to see if he has a one-on-one matchup with that isolated receiver. So if he has a one-on-one matchup, he can just throw that. It's called an alert route because it's not necessarily part of the play in terms of the concept and progression. But if he sees that before the snap, he can just throw that. And if he doesn't like it, then he can go to the three receiver side and just completely ignore it. So why I think that's important in terms of Wilson is Garrett Wilson can win that one-on-one matchup. He can be that player for Zach Wilson. We didn't necessarily see this type of concept happen too much with the Jets, but now I think there is that possibility, and they can kind of copy some of the things that the Dolphins are doing or the Seahawks are doing with DK Metcalf, these type of players, Cardinals with DeAndre Hopkins. So Wilson can be that guy, as we said. He can be on the line, press coverage, etc. But he can also be the receiver who can go over the middle and let Zach Wilson throw those quick in-breakers that we saw him hit so many of, especially as the season progressed, where Wilson can go over the middle and be that guy who's shaking somebody at the line, getting 10 yards down the field, and then quickly breaking in and creating that yards after the catch where he breaks a tackle and he goes for 80 or whatever. So it's this versatility that really fits with what the Jets need. I think I like Corey Davis as a player. I don't think he's necessarily like an alpha wide receiver one. I think he fit all right in that role last year, but he wasn't the guy that you want him to be. So I think Wilson will be that guy, maybe already is that guy. And that kind of just bumps everybody down a peg, where now either Elijah Moore or Corey Davis can be that wide receiver too and really elevate that position, because we do now feel like we have that wide receiver one and Garrett Wilson, and really just make the entire room bit, like, better. I think I think it's created more space and just more of a relaxed vibe in terms of, we don't need Corey Davis to kind of punch above his pay grade and be this wide receiver one. Now he can just be the two, and Elijah Moore can be moved all around. Teams aren't necessarily going to be able to focus on him as much as last year, and he's going to just have that much more space and that much more freedom. So I think, back to your question in terms of the two Wilsons, I think what Garrett Wilson can do for this offense in terms of opening up the scheme even more and maybe even creating more types of concepts that they weren't necessarily able to run last year, I think that's really where he's going to be really impactful.
One worry that a lot of us had, including myself, is that Zach Wilson really needs somebody that can help him right now, which is why I think the Jets were going after the established guys, Calvin Ridley, Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, before they settled on a rookie in Garrett Wilson, because history tells you that it usually takes rookies some time to adjust to life in the NFL, to the scheme, to the playbook, to all of that. Now they bring in Garrett Wilson as a rookie instead of getting one of those veterans. How convinced are you that Garrett Wilson is more along the lines of somebody like Chase, Waddle, Jefferson, who can contribute and be big time right away, as opposed to somebody who's going to take a half a season or a full season to really get acclimated?
Yeah, Scott, that's a really good question. I mean, those are some big names, so I'm not going to right away put him in that echelon, in that class. I think in terms of the consistency issues we talked about, that's not necessarily a sign of we're worried about him going far into the future, but maybe a sign that it will take him a little bit longer to acclimate, where we're still seeing him learning how to be a pro and learning the system in the first few weeks of the season, where we're not as comfortable in the Jets offense, in an NFL offense, with play calls that are a million words long. So I don't, in terms of the talent, I think he is able to get to that level. But in terms of the consistency, like we talked about, I think watching him just a little bit in preseason to see if he's fixed these issues, if he's comfortably play to play, down to down, executing at a high level. Whereas we saw that probably 90, 95% of the time last year on film, we didn't always see it. And that's the worry with him really starting out hot out of the gate.
Alex Rollins, one of the best out there in terms of NFL YouTube content creation. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about your Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave video with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out all your videos, follow you on social media, how can they do that?
Yeah, I appreciate it. My YouTube name is Alex Rollins NFL. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. Find me anywhere. I'm on Twitter. And if you want to get a deeper dive into the game we love, then give me a try.
Make sure you check out Alex's YouTube channel, follow him on social media, and check out everything we're doing over at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got some fantastic all 22 breakdowns on our channel.
Man.
Yeah, you and Luke are pretty good buddies, Alex. You guys have become kindred spirits, so to speak. And so you can see Luke's breakdowns and compare them with the Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave video that Alex has up. Luke's got two videos up of Garrett Wilson, one that he made before the draft and one that he made after the draft. So watch Luke's videos on our channel and Alex's video on his channel, and you can really get an idea of what Garrett Wilson is capable of here in this Jets offense. Also, make sure that you visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.